Ko ko ro tik ra nae dikit ranai. Tak kena banyak doktor. Kau tu ikarak tu, apa tadi dia mengenai una ikjoni isyakho, hebingan doktor, doktor ko. Kena ikjoni kita pikuma. Kangan aku akan semua, dia mana ngade? Kata tersengah kata jomor dia mengatakan nuna, nuna hai kau dah. Ah, hebat tuan atau doktor, kita hanya sih teman. Teka nuna ada, nak ada yang mencokkan jinnya, cikir doktor ada dia mengambil. Dia mengenai dia mengenai tanda tokennya atau lo dia mayu atau kok terikatkan cinga atau kok tanda macam kadang bijur atau teh dia mengambil dia mana tahu Hei toya tok tok, emah hemar yok. Aut takakit dongar aut, ini hemang emeng aut ko, akapit do, aut takdono bit dongar aut, ini hemang ayong, pihok takron hai ini hemang. Kita tersini, ini hamang yang berkekadam ni. Yang ngahurah kanan wah. Ini hamang yang ngitahudu. Yang ngahurah kanan wah khidu aku wah. Teh imah himariu kukharah kanan wah. Teh hinya kaman pandak kuma tammayak tungan. Teh imah himariu kaman kapehuk tungan kanan wah. Kapi orang yang kira, angkat kedua kedua kiri hamba ayah aku, syukur nun hamba aku yang dalam kandre, syukur kedua aku, kiri hamba yang berkeram tersen, angkat orang yang kedua pada kaya tuhan nanti lalu, kapi orang yang tersen. Tema hima dagam, tembayak tu dia pada kuma indakam, kita korahui, ingat tembayak nuhukun nakama korahui, ngahukin nak nu, dia tema kat mau pikir asyok toru mau pikir ayun. Yun ang nakang nakakidawa. Himalik na nakadumaw katadun na ka. Kakitiyok na kakitupis siya kayo mo dito. Na hunatangid na nakar. Unisin na kayo. Kanong doktok ko lang hunapidyo na medyo yung klo. Na hunatangid ko. Kihimahan na akurakuro ko yung nungo. Kasinga ada kanaya biarlah aku mengangkat sok terus. Dan ada kau kurang teruk juga si aku nak teruk tangan juga. Bicaran kamu dalam tekan negeri, takut kata ini mana wah. Ada temui sok tangan. Tersengat tahun lebih dini hidup anak mahu ini hamang hong nengaru ini hamang hong nengaru adik kam tu kamu akar wadahan tu te ik dapat Adik kado nono tekanu biut akar kado nono kapettaa ei ole tuonne hirannut. Unsin naimuun. Ingit juuria tuona horut kaksitien on. Unit juuria kappi huunia hattot juoktu kuraan. Kappi kiraa ilmme saa inuktaan meidän tässä niin kuin ikkua kun harjoin muodossa. Idua hittot duon, idua unnot, idua unnot, idua unnot, idua unnot. Ja tämä karo unnot johdu. Unnot johdu kieli idua rajaukohon. Akkaukunnet on kielessä. Ihoakkaukunnet on. Ihoa, nädäng och hädäng.
Once in his life, before he got married, when he was living in Siorbeluk together with his father and mother, and not with his father and the sister. So he went for a walk to try to get or chase the what do you call it, fox? Ukiumi.
Ukiakun.
Ukiakun.
He couldn't get to me here. He won't.
In the fall. Before the ice was on, so he walked on the land, way up into Akbarakhut. There's a place with a big cleft and a mountain. Mm. So he went up there, walking and walking up there, because when he wanted to go up on top of this cleft, steep mountain, and walk on top of it, and so he could see, maybe he could see foxes going along the foot of the cleft, so he could get them. There was nothing, and he kept going, and he was walking way up, far away from Siorbeluk. And finally walking on this, what do you call it, the top of the cleft?
On the edge.
Yeah, on the edge. He would look down and see if he could find a fox. And he did that several times. Finally, he did that again. And finally, somebody just jumped and pushed him. Like somebody, a person has pushed him. And he fell down. And when he was, it was very far down.
Over the cliff?
Yeah. And when he was falling down, he looked up and he could see like at the end of a reindeer and the foot.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he could see.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kept falling. And finally when he landed, he disappeared. I mean, his mind disappeared. So he didn't know where he was.
Do you mean he was sort of unconscious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So finally, sometimes, long time after, he could see some kind of electric light in front of him or inside, mm-hmm. in his eyes, but everything was dark. And it happens, I think, twice or three times happened like that. Finally, he woke up and he found out that he was standing up in between two clefts,
mm-hmm.
and he couldn't move.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to move around, but again, he forgot everything. I mean, was unconscious again.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, he woke up again and tried to get himself out of this place, but it didn't happen. And he disappeared again. So finally, after three times, what had happened again, finally he could get himself out,
mm-hmm.
and walk down. And when he was walking down, he couldn't remember nothing else again. And finally, he could see he had been walking without knowing it,
mm-hmm.
because he almost went down to the ground from the mountain,
mm-hmm.
and again he disappeared. I mean, his mind disappeared again, and finally he woke up and he had been walking again without knowing it. It happened many times that way. Finally, he also had to walk in a little valley from here to there, but when he got over there, he could see there's a very steep, what do you call it, wall, kind of wall of
cliff face or rock?
What do you call it? Earth? What do you call it?
Mm-hmm.
Moss, kind of. Yeah. And again, he couldn't remember nothing. So finally, he couldn't find out. He walked on top of that. It was very steep, and he didn't know how he got up there.
Mm-hmm.
That fast. Keep going again. And then he just don't remember again. It happened several mm-hmm. times.
Sounds like a bad dream.
Yeah. But there was nothing happened to him. He didn't hurt himself.
No.
I mean, by falling into that middle of these two rocks.
He just kept losing consciousness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another little valley he came to, and it happened the same way, like once before.
Mm.
Finally, he was walking. I think it happened the eighth or ninth time. So while he was walking home that way, and finally he got very, very tired. Like he was sleepy,
mm.
without focus in his mind,
mm.
and just keep walking. But it was like he was walking on soft something,
mm-hmm.
or through the ground, very slowly, like dreaming nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept walking. And he felt very, very tired, so he almost fell asleep. But he kept walking because he wanted to go home. Finally, he just jumped up on top of the ground and woke up and was by himself again. And looked down to the settlement. Because he couldn't see the town all the time he walked down that way.
Mm.
Finally, he found out that he could see the tip of the flag
mm-hmm.
pole. He think that's the one rescued him, because even there was no flag on it, there was just tip of the flag pole. So finally he walked down and down, and he felt okay. But just before he went down to walk down to the house from the little, what do you call it?
Slope?
Yeah. He started to be scared and tried to go home. But then when he was getting closer, he got more scared to go into this house where there's people. So he sat down somewhere and tried to get together because he was so tired. No, he was so scared and tired and he felt bad.
Yeah.
And he sat down there a long time. Finally, he thought he could go inside the house. So when he came in, his little sister was there alone. And she looked at him and said, "What happened?" He didn't answer her and just turned around behind the door where there's a little sill to put his bullets on the top of that.
Mm.
And finally he tried to see his sister if she's looking at him, but she didn't. So finally he lay down on the bed because he felt very hot and very tired. So he fell asleep. And somebody was coming inside in the house, and he woke up and he felt better.
Mm.
And he tried to find if there's something happened to his body, but nothing happened.
No.
He was okay. And he didn't know
what it means. It doesn't seem to have affected his memory very much.
and he didn't know why it happened.
No.
He cannot come with any kind of explanation.
What a story.
Quiet.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, you are on? No.
Not yet.
Okay, I have to move.
Taman hikutukaruhum he will get up. No. Then me young get out, take a ring of cook in the room. A boy in the heart on the cook, bottom milk dog to my work load of porn. Now, my humor, you know, get the hand. I did cut the hair that gang up. A boy in the heart on the cook. I told you. I can come out here down, come out soon. I can't know what I won't get that. I can't know. I just didn't know about it, didn't it? It don't know how I am. Only down the gunway. He'll quickly. Well, I take the needle, my word, die. I'm not coming to do it. A gaslak. I in on the hell do. Timanga could I at a hammock get up, little I near the king of Kara. I look draw him. Here, Timon, the good of poem. You make a cattle do it. Oh, Junior could make it a poem, milk up the road do it. Nothing doctor could only work on the Haka Menuko. A maternal comma couldn't meet young women. Come milk to go home or hook. Pan the ring at that. In young men to go home or hook. Can money choke it up. Oh, my God, I'm not going to go around. I'm not going to go around. I was so old.
Ukiu amma kahuna. Eta kota kado kami. Kasi na kita mga kado kasi.
Ma, tingi hamin na hiyaman yun ma. Nino, halta singa ka nun. Halta tashi singa ka nun yun ma.
Hai?
Tashi singa ka nun. Tawin na pika. Ya awan nung mo pa siya kamaram man.
Yeah, now we are kind of between 50 and 60, maybe beginning of 60s. After he got married and but his wife was in Nuuk because she went to the hospital there, and while she was there. And they were living in Siogapaluk and they had four children. So they're from. Kanoa tuku.
Banga kamakun.
Kamakun.
Mamakle ingat na non.
Finally, a group of five hunters went out up north to hunt walruses. But they couldn't find any walruses up there. They went a bit away from Siogapaluk. Finally, he just said, went away from the other hunters because there was nothing to find walruses. So he thought, maybe I can get the foxes instead and travel somewhere else. Going away from the other people because he had to put a piece of meat somewhere so he could get the foxes that way so they can come and eat it and
in a trap or something.
And when he got there and he put several traps around it and made it real stable so nothing can so the what do you call it? Foxes, if they get trapped, that they couldn't go away. And he thought, okay, I'm gonna just go away from here and into Nan. I mean, someplace nearby the shore. So he was traveling on the ice. Down that in my debris.
Nak bersuara.
Nani nunamito.
Nunamito tinggal kawan dulu.
Anyway, this meat was placed on the ground somewhere nearby the place he was going to stay. So he stopped somewhere, and he thought this is a good place for me. Like there was a snow drift going down from a mountain. I mean, cliff, and he just made a hole in the snow, and made a little room in there for himself, where there was a bit of snow, and then he just put the tent in the opening, like what do you call it, shed. His dog was outside, and of course, and the sled. So he thought, I'm going to overnight here and wait for if there's foxes trapped when I come back to see it tomorrow. But he had a nice little room there. Finally, finally, when, while he was asleep, north wind came, mm-hmm. and when he woke up, there was nothing you could see. There was nothing you could do except to wait for it to the
to pass.
Yeah. And day after, it was the same. So he couldn't move away from the place. Finally, during the night, when it was coming up to early morning, the wind stopped. So finally he went back to this place where he had put this meat and traps around it. And he couldn't find it. Finally he could see the whole thing was blown down to the ice foot. To the ice foot. There's a land, an ice foot here, mm-hmm. and ice. So the whole thing was blown down to this place, mm-hmm. just nearby the ice. So he gave up going on a fox hunting again. So he decided to go back home. And there were two places, because it's far north, two places where he had to pass snowdrift, mm-hmm. going way down to the ice. But when he came to that area, he found there was no more ice on the sea. Mm-hmm. So there's just these two huge places where you have to pass with snowdrift. He thought, I have to go back first and go travel on the ice, inland ice. But he didn't want to do it. He just wanted to travel on these snow drifts. They were very steep ones. But his dogs was not real his dogs, because he used his brother's dogs. They weren't him and them, they weren't much used to each other, so it was kind of a challenge to go on this snowdrift, mm-hmm. going like that, almost, what do you call it, going like this, because mm-hmm. he didn't want to go back. His dogs, he killed all his dogs because they had attacked a person a little earlier. So therefore he was using his brother's dogs. And finally he made a stairway on this deep snowdrift. So the dogs can kind of follow this, a place where they can come up to a more safe place where they can keep going down to the ice foot again. While he was doing it, he was making these holes for going up he met a fox. Mm-hmm. So he went down to the sled and walked up to the place. And this fox was just walking toward him, and it stopped, and he just shoot it down. And it started to go up, but he could see he got it somewhere. He shoot it somewhere. And when he was trying to escape, he died on the way. So it just fell down to the sea. And he walked down again and tried to find a way to get the fox from the sea, but he couldn't. He wanted to use his harpoon and some rope to try to catch it, but it didn't work, so he lost it. So finally he had to go up that steep place with his dogs. And he thought, okay, I don't know how he managed. He made two ropes from the handles from the, so if he's gonna fall, he could hold on to them.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call them.
Like
if you go
like a harness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now when you go up, climb up to the mountain, you have all these ropes around you, like that kind of safety ropes. Mm-hmm. So he said, okay, let's go. And he really didn't know if he could make it, because they were also pulling a sled and him behind, up on that steep, hard snow. But it worked. So safely they could come up there. And he was also safe and went down to the other side of this cliff. Again, another thing happened the same way a little later on, and it was okay. Finally, when he came down, where there's this ice where he can travel safe back home, was a ice age nearby the land, so he could see a walrus sleeping on the ice, on this edge of the ice. And I thought, I have to get that walrus. So he tied his dogs somewhere on the ground, on the land, and started to walk down to this sleeping walrus. And it's just, every time it's kind of breathing, like almost waking up, he stopped and hid it. When it started to sleep again, he just walked towards it. Finally, he was very close to it. And he was laying down like this, and he was just very nearby. And he had to do this to try to shoot it around the neck, because he was so close, and the body was here. So he had to turn kind of like that, and he shoot it. And that.
Why in the neck?
Yeah. So Wallace never woke up. He died right away. So finally he said, okay, because this is a kind of a thing to stand there on the edge of the ice where there have been, there's still waves on the sea from the storm, but they were getting smaller. He thought, okay, I'm kind of safe here. So I'm gonna cut this head off with some meat on it, so I can feed the dogs with it. But I have to have this head with me, because there's a tusk you can sell at the store. So it's available for him to bring it, bring the head. Most of the, even he didn't really have much meat. But so he thought, okay, I'm just gonna cut it up. And when he had taken the head off, and started to cut the rest of the walrus, and he heard a crack nearby him. It wasn't that close where he, the ice where he was standing, and walking on this walrus started to drift away because it broke.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought, and he tried to carry the head with him and just start to run up there. But he, when he came to the place where there's a gap,
mm-hmm.
in the sea, and he couldn't even throw it away. Throw the head over. We fell down because there was so mm-hmm. big gap there. And he thought there was also his equipment was nearby, and he just run over to that place and throw his equipment, hunting equipment, mm-hmm. over onto the other side, the safe ice. And he thought, okay, I'm just gonna jump. Otherwise, I would be just
drifted
away. If I could reach the ice with my hands, I could try to crawl up, he thought, because it was so big, the gap. And he just jumped. When he jumped, he just kept flying. And he started to fly with his feet. Yeah, with his feet first. And he started to turn around now when, like that, and finally he landed on his back, way up on the safe ice. And he turned around on his stomach to try to see the walls, but it was gone. The ice was already gone, there's only a little fog around it, so he couldn't even see it. And he said, it seemed like somebody again pushed him toward to the safe place.
Special force.
Yeah.
So he can fly as well.
Superman ninja amak.
Running to come off
of the shamans could fly.
I'm going to go over your amak. They might be like, I'm going to go to the gym. So that's something you cannot explain, because he flew so far. He couldn't understand it happened that way. Maybe he does.
I think
that'd
be quite good.
Yeah.
Can I talk to you, Roman?
Can we do the house to get it in? Then not we do a catchamia, he having.
And at the end, heavy hook, get a heavy jack, no wind, none near ham hook. Can I tell you the carnal minister? The me ham home. To go Then I come at a run down and near to do. Get it, Tawan, can I tell him? Tawan and near a tower of him. I want hammer hood, the car hammer hood put on the poor English having on it. Tawung nawiyaring mo ingat na niya hukduta hihemab duta kung ano yasik kuno kido kuno kon tawung ingat na niya hukduta kung may ukko Ukurat terus ini jadi new for it. He made it during bad doctor. He made it during. He must have my own. He made a trip up picard. To be hung up, when big mountain, I was turning out to go to Hamong.
I'm going to go to the house.
kono koti duru no jam o karta o hodi o yo nuna ke dian biget nuna ka ko ya ha ya din ne ko hapang ngur ge yo e ka o tang it tomun ta ma a raungung mon unnung mon a raungung buddu uddok tasani kedatu unnung makdu kaum mon namma kiranung mon hana horung ni auktu ta wong kuda hapa mon hurahi aktong ni luomu lau kedatu teru nanuk tang eh hurahi Pizzorio tikidariat. Pizzorio hi monuk doktu. Kanu kukhe tikidariatiu, nusina abdangi tuhuri. Tavonga kifiraimon. Imba pihinyakwe pizzorio hi aktoneru kutuita. Tavomari kahanya ukiwun. Ittoriya. Matamet tokong tohori umai tsremida tori atan hidan nakran sukko ta kung inga laduta are u sharo tsemugdo han nakran ima anonika tagdoya pedo Hamu kena tu ahli guna abdahan, abdahan naya, kang mau kerak pu, unik tu kerau, unik ngitoh, kiri atrok tu kerai kubdik kami atram, kiri esok tu muda pun, dah mau yang terukinnya lah ya, tak kiri esok dah nari. Ia mereka ungai kian, tamu dah nak tu mereka yang termaju, termaju yang muda, kimi, termaju yang hinggai aju, termaju dan tauju dia hanya dah mahu lakukan, tamu kita hingga kian naik pun, agin kita kan. Aku ni suci dalam cikgu kemarau suci dalam cikgu agama itu pun, ada hendak pun, dan sesuatu kurang pun beliau, orang ini terhiuna ini tak, dah kami hati sesuatu cikgu kau pun, kurang pun itu pun. Tak cuma berkumpul rajin, tapi orang mereka kayu. Ia sikuk sama kena tu. Wow, bicara dia tu. Tak cuma. Tak orang istuk tu mana tu? Kenal macam cakap tu berita rajin. Kamu makan apa? Tapi untuk kado tak? Tapi makan kado tu tak kurang. Ia sih kurang tu tercini kurang apa ni? Ikan ham, ikan cahad, air baku baru kan ram. Kamu makan apa? Sini kedak duduk, abdah mahu dah tepung, dah ikut daun. Kena nunga, sudah nunga, kain ngukur dah ikut, hicum. Hot run home, kain ngukur. Apa orang itu kau ya?
Mae bwyd o'r gwaith.
Dawn yn nhw'n ni agadaw o'r cael. Gynna ta di agadaw o'r cael nawr.
Before you can go, you could go to polar bear hunting on the other side of, in Canada area.
Yeah.
And they used to do that in March. Ayo makhimi out na katakamawi.
Ha?
Tay mabakay, uti ya makhimi out na katakamawi. So one group of them, him and his brother, and his brother-in-law, and brother-in-law's brother was together. They were all, four slaters. They left for polar bear hunting once. And they were just going and going. Finally, on the way, Kulu Dengwaks and another, yes, his brother's dog started to be sick. While they were walking, they just fell over with their legs like that and fell and died. And the dogs were just started to die that way. And They weren't skinny or anything like that. They just started to die from them and fall over like that while they were going. So finally, he only had 7 dogs left because the rest of them had died from them. So he had to move to his brother. So they turn out to just 2 dog sledges because it's only where they could go. So he moved to his brother, and the other guy moved to another. To his brother, and leaving their own dog sled behind, because they wanted to go on a polar bear hunting. Finally, on the way, they could see a polar bear going like this, way out there, passing them. So they
this
wanted
is on
to.
On the way to Canada.
Yeah, still going on the other side, going to that. Way up north, you could see the polar bear. So they started to, when it turned like that and starting to go very fast, and they just started to follow after it. The ice was kind of rough, not smooth, and the dogs was going so fast, trying to reach the polar bear that Horodengo and his wife and his brother, yeah, lean toward to the handle of the sled, because the the sled was going like that on this rough ice, so they almost falling over each other.
Jumping up and down.
It went like that a very long time. Finally, they came to a place that was kind of open sea in the ice, and the polar bear was disappeared. They couldn't see the polar bear at all, and they couldn't even see the footsteps. So he said, maybe it was flying. So finally, they could see an seal. A little seal coming up to get some air. So Pasingwa wanted to shoot it, but they said, no, me. So he shoot after them, but they disappeared. Oh, too bad. Maybe you could have got it to his brother. Finally, he came up again, and this time Kuludengwa succeeded. So they got some meat for themselves and the dogs. And finally the other couple on the other sled came.
Yeah.
They send the anguish here. They ma out the guy, dabbing in it, then we had to eat. So they were a place nearby the Canada site. I mean, Canada land. When they got the seal, that they went up, they traveled to the land on the other side, because they have been being in that area where there used to be a walrus. There was nothing. I don't know. A grey harbour, mo kaka namu tanga te pakahi.
Can grab them and take one in your own cafe.
Chris Fiorman? Grey have a man in a tongue, it's all.
Take one of Daka, Madanga to go. Out Daka, Madanga.
Chris Fiorman, your hoy.
Can you tell me a hoy? Who did the sugar? And I could talk in me good. What do you do in you?
It do not. Because when I wish we had a map.
Do we not have one?
No, he doesn't have a map.
I've got one at home.
Naruru Riga Unigaka Bari Marin Nunahida Makana Rohoki.
Imato
Imapakahuasi Dama Imapakahura with Dama with Siki Kissi. It is sick. The hunger, the number, betrothed, you have to come away.
Take what? In young travel.
Crazy few amount. Nagging any.
Taking that. Could have a mingani. Could have a.
It don't work. Pitroli ya to si de kani du ka da ri u tsha ma hui. Amma ka. Kina ko khoi at na ra tsha khoi hinani.
Da ka ko na ya ring me. Ni ma tuk ma he na hit du ko ka ru tuk ko kina na una he ma ka ga ta na.
Nani na ra tsha ki.
The same now yarding me. Could have it to one the man.
Eh, the same way the Mahasi Pokahoi, Grey Habam.
Could have him to take me up the cow just a gun. Now yarding me yan.
Eh, they it is a king is a crazy if you are the Hamaway, you want to.
Eh, that could my hair not good.
Ah, my hair not good.
Okay, I'm gonna try.
So finally, they reached Grey Harbor, and it used to be an old police station, but it was gone. There was no more people there, so there was only some old houses left behind. And they had also met another people, I mean, from here, hunting over there.
Mm-hmm.
So there were still dog teams now. So finally they stopped at this place, old police station, and they decided that the other people, brother, they should stay there and wait for Kisungwak and Koludangwak go to Greasefjord to get some fuel together with some of these other people.
Mm-hmm.
So on that way, he still has some of his dogs with his brother's dogs. Finally, his leading dog just got off the harness just like that and just started to travel away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to call him back, but they didn't hear him at all. It didn't even turn around and look at them and just keep going away. So they were trying to wait for it and try to call it a long time. But the others kept going.
Mm-hmm.
So finally said, okay, we just have to let go because we don't want to be so bad for the others, so
mm-hmm.
we have to follow them right away. So it just disappeared.
They never found it?
No.
Wow.
So finally they came to Greece where there was they met this Inuit who moved to Greece not long ago. And they spent some time there.
Mm.
And finally they were traveling back to Grey Harbor,
mm-hmm.
where to get the other people there. And when they arrived, they had luckily got one Wallows, so they had meat enough for themselves and others. Nani, after they can eat Grey Harbor, me in a hui, they can eat Ganadami or Hoy, they can eat Hoy.
It can eat Akbahani.
Akbahani, Nani, any Grey Harbor.
Tungani, man, can eat
Hani Wahama Hoy, Nuna the Shin.
Nuna the Shin. That's so Nuna Akoma Hoy.
I guess that there was two families living kind of north for Grey Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And they, going back home, these Greenlanders, they had to travel by this place. So they went to that place and spent some time with these people from Inuit who had camped there. And there they got they spent some time with them again, and before they left these people from Canada, they said that they had a seal, restored seal. They want to share it a bit with the others, so they gave them a little piece of meat. So finally, when they came down to the sled to go away, they just ate half of it and frozen and left together with the other people going back home to Greenland. But on the way, he got sick. So he felt very bad and very sick. So finally, they had to stop somewhere. But the other hunters, they just kept going, leaving Kurutangwa Kisungwa behind. Even he was very sick, because he thought the weather was so cold, so he couldn't just keep going, so they had to stop and put their tent up.
Was he sick because of bad meat or something? Or?
He think it was a bad meat from where the sunshine had been direct on the meat, and so.
Herina.
So he fell sick, and finally they had to keep going, because they don't want to be so far behind the others. Even he fell still a bit sick. Finally, they were traveling. Takua ango katingi dakehi idahi.
Tama kilmukmo rohnamoke tawangani.
So they couldn't reach the others. Every time they stopped, there was nobody there. So finding one place that they just ran into a very bad weather. Snow and snowstorm. So they couldn't see nothing for them, but the snow, I mean, wind was going from behind them, so they kept going, even they couldn't see nothing. So his brother had to go in front of the dogs, try to lead them, and Korudengwa, he had to push the sled from the on the back of it. Even he felt a bit sick yet, but he wasn't too sick yet after a few days. Finally he could hear his brother said, "I think we lost one dog," when he was walking in front of the dogs, because he could find one harness with no dog.
Was it a problem not having the lead dog? Because presumably when the lead dog ran off, they had to put another dog in as the lead dog. But that dog is not used to it, is it? I mean, it's a certain sort of position,
right? At the time he had to go that he do the ranga. He thinks so too, that his lead dog couldn't agree with the brother's dog, so he just decided to go away. But yeah, when the lead dog is gone, you have to replace it with another one. Funny, yeah, they were just going like that. They can't see nothing and it's windy. Funny, he could hear his brother said, "No, it's back. My dog is back, but not his, but another dog."
Right.
So this time it didn't disappear.
Right.
It came back, the brother's dog.
The tale of the missing dog.
The Sungamaki Dirigu, Anora Hirni, Sini, Rimia, Rimi Bella, Utskoranga, Also, they finally they went to a place where there's an old house without roof. So they put a tent in there and overnight again to make a. So they were there for a little while until the weather was good again. No, I'm quite confused. I thought I was following the red thread. No, I'm lost. I'm sorry. Hey, we're going to talk about a good.
seen on the hard up room, the shock bar, and the cow too. The string at the old room, I won't be here and last you. Then the last to the last you.
Telling this family gave them this meat which was kind of rotten, and they are going, but this family are out here again, and they are going to them, but I don't know how they got there in two places, so I can't hardly understand. Ima pa hidra ki ikani ningi ukunir hikamihi te ingat that du hau tau kua ugani ningi uku on nidra kangasi.
Nya, te ima pilkhan. Kua hamani kura hapim ta awani te. Angkitu ta akpohoni kua ika hadra wikatrin. Akpohoni nunari kutra ngantra tau kua. Arreku.
Unika pari tamai tukangku nani napahamakana nuti.
Jadi wani napahamakana pakai kuda bumi kemakam nak duit tu kita nak tunggu orang tu. Ugdah tangan napahamana video kan maga orang tu.
Kuda bumi nak kau tani nak kat nuti.
Nah, nak kain kerawat tu. Nampamaru kunyak tu muka orang, buat ni kena nak kunyak tu muka orang agak dek dulu. Buat ni nampamaru kunyak muka orang, buat ni kena kunyak tu orang tu muka orang.
Okay, I think he's getting a bit tired too, because now the leftist people, Canadian people, there he was sick. Therefore, they were delayed for the other dog teams, so they never reached them going back home. He got sick without nothing, so finally they reached the place where there's people who gave them this bad meat.
Yes.
And there was the bat were the first, and they had to own it at a little place where there's an old house. And from there, they were traveling to the place where these two families lived. And they could see them and try to get their attention using a mirror as a light.
Yeah.
The singer.
Tickle evil, there, dark court. Not that doctor telling you, because I mean, in not your coming. Take care. Now I am a look toward only in your tongue. Tickle out of the right room. I just have a whole ukun khani ukumi. Nothing nicker out. Makan wajib dunia akan sama, mana hija sama. Mana pun biar kerja kuakam, biar kerja kuakam di dunia mana, tahun nanti dah sama orang kenyang. Ikan yang nak tu kerang, nuta ayah kerang, ikan yang cho, aku ikan yang nak tu. No, I get the kabbi yoqrunugdu igadduwa qinguaq haniktoq una takpunaq qakkorikkaqpuqulluupu imattortukkira oqhulikkira hiyapikkuirdaadiru oqhuaqtinniiruqdu igadduun igadduun kiya Mattoktun. Ohriok loro, kabiliok loro. Karakama tahakmai. Ayat tak nok tak ya dah kemak tuk. Tak cuma yang awak mesti kerana. Gurak tak 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 Mert rejoint Denning. On y dit, on t'a 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 dit, on Oh, come on, you hear your command.
So finally they reached the place where he ate this bat meat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they were staying there for a little while. I hope you can try to...
sort it out, yeah.
Yeah. So they were, because they were short of supply food and things like that, the people from Canada, they gave them something to eat, and therefore also they gave them this meat.
Mm-hmm.
So they shared the meat and left. For Greenland. And then finally he was getting sick. Can you be with you in your legacy day man a pocket? So when they left the Grey Harbour with these people for Greenland, they would travel several days. Finally, he got started to get sick again. He was so sick, so they had to. So finally, he died. So the brother put a tent up. Over the slate and lay his dead brother
mm-hmm.
on the slate, and it was very, very sad. Of
mm-hmm.
course, he was alone with this dead body.
He must have been quite young.
Yeah, no, they were in a late 50s. Yeah, he wasn't that old. So, like, when you think of the Slaters here, and he died where the son was there, and the brother didn't know what to do, because he left his 4 children behind, and his wife was in Nuuk,
mm-hmm.
at the hospital. So these children were alone with the family there, without mother and without father.
Mm-hmm.
So his brother was very, very sad, because he could not see himself going back home, and the children would ask, "Where is our father?"
Mm.
And he didn't know what to say. So he thought, "I'd rather go back to Canada and stay there, because I didn't want to tell them the bad story."
Mm-hmm.
But he decided to pray, kneeling on the ice behind the sled, and he prayed 12 hours. Almost 12 hours, you know, the sun was going, just praying very, very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, after 12 hours, when the sun came back where he died, and the body was inside, finally someone could hear him coughing. And when he came in, he was turning over on the sled and started to what do you call it? Throw up.
Throw up, yeah.
And from there, they could smell. That's what the bad meat he had eaten.
Uh-huh.
And it all came out.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't feel alive. So only around here, he felt like he was alive. Rest of his body was like numb.
Mm-hmm.
But he could move around. So they had to travel back home like that. He felt very weak.
Mm-hmm.
And said, "I have been dead," he said, and woke up again, because my brother prayed so hard. So I woke up again.
And what happened to him?
So they reached they started to get the seal on the way. Finally, they reached the Greenland coast and decided that we're going to stay here a few days to let the dogs have a rest. And they had also some coffee. So these people from Canada, they also had to give them some things like that, like coffee and things like that when they were leaving. So in that camp, Kuritangwa was making a meat, boiling meat in the nature, using what do you call it? Must.
Mm-hmm.
To make a little fire, and then he
must,
brought So they wanted to save the last kerosene going back home, because they didn't know what kind of weather would be on the way. So he was boiling the meat outside and making coffee, and his brother never had coffee. So when he would come up when the whole thing was finished and they ate the meat, and Kasungwak, the brother, drank coffee, his first coffee, and just have been drinking coffee since. And they would try to went to go to bed, but now they were on the other their own land, so they were homesick for Siwapaluk, so they just got up and went back home. Going over going over the inland ice while they came home. And he, on that trip, he lost many dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And this dog went away, and he was sick twice. Mm-hmm. So many things happened on the trip. So the worst thing he thought it was this dog. His dogs had died this way, and he thought it was odd. Maybe,
did he find out what that was?
No. He think maybe someone was, someone was after him.
Like poisoning them, wasn't
it? Yeah. Not poisoning them directly, but with their power. I mean, mind power. What do you call it? That's the only thing he could think of. But the dogs was not that in good health, but they weren't bad either. But therefore he couldn't understand why they died, and he just thought maybe somebody was jealous of him. And it was good to come back home again. You want the angel to hang it?
Eh. You can't talk to me, yeah. You want the car and ring. I'd bow to him.
Yeah, but he had to come back on the other sled, but not with his own dog team. It wasn't that good either. He had to come home that way. So he went to Greece for 3 times after that. And lately, he used to be leader for expeditions with a Japanese a group and a group of Germany people. King Utnum Kangadavan Kai.
They were to sit.
So he came over to Greasefield around 60, first time, and last time he think it was a kind of the end of 70s.
Right. The sea was still frozen over then, between Canada and Greenland.
They mga daya he go kagat that man.
He could go in the ground. The signal could not hunt to cook. He could see him on he go ahead. He would look to it. He go ahead at that toy. That toy. That toy cutting in the ring at them. He could see him.
Yeah, I think so because the pack ice just keep moving instead at the sea froze. You just move around so it's never solid ice again.
Mm.
The pack is there was nothing that can hold the pack as anymore, so it's just moving around, so therefore it's always open sea now. Kangate kana mono kain. I'm gonna because I think this is
time for a song, don't you think?
We're just gonna do it alone. I'm just gonna ask him when he moved to Kano.
Okay.
Ting me to me, in your Hamada, taking me up to my finger. Me, but near a tomahawk. I don't know the money built that we could to win. By the car homing. I was in the house. I put you up. Could have to one, Ungai Sarawinum. No, tak pikko gen rema bikho nan nun tak pikko an himari ok te kinya tak ko do angudi dang ku ka tan ya to hema himari ok nun hikani bidya ya tama hanna ra do do yuma ga nan pinno tung pinno tuya do rama To meet at the door, my homework season. Not a part of home, much soup. to me say and could it start doing Nano Hong Tomat. That's an easy girl. Climate out the half end. Me heat duty out the half end. Climate to the gang. Bigger water to cook the kachata. How did he be to dream at the sinner at the hard thing? He died out of it. The singer at the heart. Couldn't make it at the heart at the thing. The singer and the old road at the car at the thing. Then of course, they might. You keep doing it or not.
And he moved first to Siropeluk. And I guess kangat duin na na hiyop ay hiyop. I'm sorry. So kagakta. Kangat duin na tigya kagakta no no darang nakpi.
Kasi na harfya harfya sa dakto kahamit yung hanne do ka.
Takamuan ni wakong o kangat.
Eh.
Ang ningin.
Yeah.
He was working as a appointed the policeman in Siropeluk also 9 years. Suddenly his son was sent to Kigirtet to take care of the store in there. And he just started to learn how to hunt, and he didn't even have a kayak yet. So finally, he decided to follow him because he wanted to teach him more and make a kayak for him. So the authorities in Siropeluk said to him, "Can you just stay here one more year? So you have 10 years anniversary as a appointed policeman." No, I can't hardly stay here without my son, and he's the only son he had. So he thought he would teach him. So he left for Kigirtet and was there until the end of the 70s and moved to Kanak because his wife was not in good health, so the doctor said that she should be near the doctor.
Yeah.
Therefore, they moved here. And when he last time he went to Greasefjord with this group of German two sledders, him and his nephew. Took these people to Greasefjord and going back home. The aftermath, you started to have this border between, limited, what do you call it?
Border.
Where you are not allowed to go to Canada side to hunt polar bears again. That's after that time, after the decision. So they were going back home. Finally, there was a polar bears ahead of them, and he knew they were still in Canada area, so they weren't allowed to hunt the polar bears. But his nephew was going. was in behind him. So he shouted, "What are we gonna do about these polar bears?" He said. "It's up to you," he said. Nephew said, up to you." He almost did some crime because he wanted to hunt them. But he decided not to do that.
No.
Because he was with his nephew and he wouldn't have give him a bad So they let them go. And when they were talking together, the polar bears disappeared very fast because they could hear people talking. And he already made this decision about what he was going to do if his nephew said, "It's okay, we can do that." He already thought he would chase them to one of these islands he could see. And from there, he could just put them up on the shore and cut them. But he didn't do it because the police from Canada used to fly over the areas to track down people. And he didn't want him to talk. It was just like that.
Dick a day.
Yeah. Det var en ny dag. Nej, unga ju.
That was great. What was your song about?
Our uncle's little song.
Uh-huh.
We used to sing it together. Now we sing it separately today. It says, we are the only ones who knows. And ayaya, 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 ayaya. Until he made another little text and says, we are the only us who knows our country.
Right.